Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Just can't believe it. So it was a passion, like, man, also. I knew you had a passion for boxing and rapping as well. I'm coming up as a child, right?
Well, not rapping, but being in the music industry behind the scenes. But my vision was different than a lot of other artists, and I decided to take the mission upon myself and knew I would get there.
The boxers, that retired or still active, did they influence you any kind of with anyone that's boxing now or retired? Did anyone influence you any kind of way to do boxing?
Yeah, well, I was always a fan of Marvelous Marvin Hagler and Thomas the Hitman Hearn.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a fan of Sugar Ray Leonard. She loved him. And when I was little, she said I was going to be just like Sugar Ray Leonard. And my first world title was actually the one that he used to hold.
Okay.
So I was inspired by Marvin Hagler and Thomas Hearn.
So how do you feel about your boxing career so far? How do you feel, I mean, where it is right now? How, you know, how far you've come, you know, from out of D.C., you know?
Well, it's always another goal. I've done things that a lot of fighters never had the chance to do, and that's become world champion twice. But even after doing that, you always want to continue to go further. Never want to talk about retirement or nothing like that. And so my career right now is like, there's no reason why I should stop boxing. There's no opponent that's making me feel like I should stop boxing. My body is in great health. I never smoke, never drink. I'm a vegan. I don't eat no animal products at all. So I stay healthy and stay ready to fight.
You're going to be doing both boxing and the music thing?
Well, it has to be a choice at some point. I know that. I was supposed to be fighting in December, but I had to postpone it because of this power move that I'm making with the help of my publicist, Trey Davenport. You know, I had to set it back. So eventually, you know, it'll have to be a choice that I have to make. And the passion and the desire to be a fighter and to be world champion again and again and again is really something that's going to dig deep down into my soul.
Right.
If I say I'm going to walk away from this game. But I can walk away and say I was very successful and I appreciate it.
Right. Now, how did your mom feel about this?
Well, that was... You know, I fulfilled her dream, but she passed away in 1984.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry about that.
Thanks a lot. But she, you know, she, I wasn't a Sugar Ray Leonard, but I was a Keith Holmes, but I won the titles. We don't really know what people mean or how they feel when they say things. She said, I would be just like Sugar Ray Leonard. So but when I won that title, the WBC title, which is the biggest belt in the boxing industry, it was like, okay, maybe this is my fulfillment for my mom, you know. Also for me, but this is what she was talking about. You know, I can't be like Ray Leonard, but I can only be like Keith Holmes, you know.
Right.
But I, you know, me achieving that point, it just was great to me.
As far as these people who want to be boxers, up and coming boxers, they come to Keith and say, Keith, you know, what advice would you give to me, you know, for me want to become an upcoming boxer? What advice would you give to them?
Well, first of all, you have to stay dedicated to the game, and that's number one. You know, dedicate yourself. I used to sleep, drink, eat boxing. I watched a lot of tapes, whether they were good fighters or bad fighters. I would advise them to do the same, you know, and always practice on the good things that you are doing in your profession. Practice on and work on it and get rid of all bad habits, and you will become successful.
What do you, I mean, is there, do you have a downside about boxing that you don't like? That I mean, boxing in general, the sport itself, is there something that you don't like about it?
Yeah, at some point, all of the belts that exist right now today, I think it could be better, you know, for it to be one champion and one in every division. I couldn't complain, you know. I was given the opportunity to fight for the world title, and I won. But a lot of the promoters are really not being fair. The game is really not that fair when you have a promoter making more money than the fighter.
You know,
and the promoter always saying they're the ones at risk, but we are the ones at risk because there's no money that can compare to your life.
That's right.
And taking a chance in that ring. So now you see the guys like the Oscar De La Hoyas and the Mayweathers and the Roy Jones. They throwing their own fight, but to my understanding, they're trying their best to treat the fighters fairly.
Right.
You know, they're trying to give some of the fighters some of the gate and right. some of the pay per view and stuff like that. And that's a beautiful thing.
I ask you this question. You're boxing right now, but not this question. I mean, from all the blows and that you receive from time to time. I mean, as you get older, I mean, do you feel that? Do you ever think about the type of effect that it's gonna have on you at a later date in time when you get older?
Well, what I've recognized as far as that is concerned, a lot of times you start seeing signs and symbols way before you retire, like in the midst of the game. I'm not stumbling over words. I'm not missing steps. I'm not walking behind my heels or nothing like that. I'm in great shape, man. And I can still get in there and box with some of the youngest cats out here today. And like I say, and it also comes from you not really taking care of yourself. You know, when the guys have to go and get on the scale, in one fight they win 250 pounds, and then the next fight they might be weighing 198 pounds. That's a dramatic drop, you know, and you dehydrate your brain, and that takes a toll on you too, along with the punches. But in my boxing career, there's not a time that you can say, if you ever watch me fight, that I ever took a lot of blows in a fight. That's one thing I was blessed to prevent. I was a good counterpuncher, a good slipper, and so really a lot of fights I didn't get hit, flash and stuff like that. So I'm doing great. I'm blessed. I've never been knocked out, never been knocked down, never even been hurt in a fight to where a person can see it. You know, yeah.
Well, congratulations on that, man.
Thanks,
no problem. Besides this boxing thing, I know you got the music on. What's going on with that? What you getting ready to do with your music?
Well, like I said, I took over my own project back in '97. I had my first LP, which I had distributed through the mom and pop stores out the trunk, and was very successful with it. And people loved it, you know. So this next album, to me, is to go straight to the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have some great, great songs. Actually, I just took one of my artists off my number one single and put Young Ralph on it. And he ripped it. He ripped it really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to being with the majors. You know, I like the big guys, the big heads in the game.
Right.
You know, and I want to be beside them. So when I write my songs are just like the Stylistics, the Blue Magic, the Whispers. They last for a long time.
Right.
So that's what the type of music I like to write.
Right.
And then a lot of my music is basically like a movie. When you listen to my music, it's truly the truth. When you investigate me, or if you ever get a chance to investigate me, you'll know that this stuff that I'm talking about is true. All people that know me and grew up around me, they'll say, this is true story.
Mm-hmm.
All my songs pertain to the things I've been through, the things I've seen, and the things I'm going to see.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so sometimes the music that you write, and it's based on life, but sometimes that could be the best music that you've ever done.
Right.
And, you know,
because
you know, you lived it, so you're feeling it, you know, while you're doing it.
Right.
But, besides this, besides the music, you got anything else that you're doing?
Well, I do a lot of we putting our foot deep into this this project right now, and I'm loving it. And it's the Keith Holmes project. It's my reality show. Shirley Burris, one of the executive producers, Trey Davenport, executive producer, Keith Holmes, executive producer. But it's the life and times of me, a transition from boxing to music, modeling, Hollywood, motivational speaking with the youth, and also I go speaking to the penitentiaries also to try to cut down the crime and the violence in the streets.
I mean, how do you feel about teen violence right now that's going on all over the world? How do you feel about that?
I hate it. I really hate it. But there's two situations we need to look at,
right,
or two powerful conglomerates in this whole picture right here. You look at the government for one, and then you look at the household. You know, everything starts at home. When you got a parent telling their child no, and then the child go do it, and then there's no punishment for the child, then what reason would the child have not to do it again?
Right.
And then the government took the authority from the parents when they say you can't chastise your child, your children.
Exactly. Exactly.
But when you look at the older generation right now, those people are much more respectable to elders, for one. They respect their parents and everything, because when it was time to get your butt whipped, your mother or father whipped your butt.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought twice about it. So the teen violence today, it starts at home. Where else would it start?
Mm-hmm. Keith, man, I appreciate you for coming on the show, man, taking time out to talk with me, man. You want to give your shout outs and your website so that the listeners will go find out more information about you?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Big Cat and Mailman. Happy birthday to them. I'm performing at the Point tonight at their club with Young Jock and Young Pal.
Make sure you tell Jock I said hello, man.
Okay, I will. And just send a shout out to Washington, D.C., old Macon, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, and all the Georgia states, you know, up in Duluth. I'm coming through, you know, Alpharetta, Marietta, all. I don't know if I know all of them, but I'm just sending love out to Georgia, you know, in the world. And thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, you want to give you got websites you want to give out, man?
Oh, yeah. They can view and see my videos on YouTube. My MySpace and Facebook URL is the number 2 Champ Keith Holmes. That's the number 2 Champ Keith Holmes. And you can, we'll become friends on Facebook, or we'll become friends on MySpace. And I got 2 videos on YouTube. One is Party, and one is This Ain't No Deez. And they're great videos.
All right, Keith. I got your song up here, man. That I want you to introduce, man. I want to play that. I want to play that while you leave out, man. So go ahead and introduce that for me, man. Oh, Keith, is it cool if I keep in touch with you, Keith?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, go ahead and introduce that song for me, man. Thanks for stopping by the show, man. I appreciate you.
All right, thanks for that. Yeah, this song coming up is called "This Ain't No Lease." It's about my life. I never lease anything. I pay for everything that I have. And, all the people out there, it's all right to lease, but if you are leasing, you should say you're leasing and stop faking it and faking to people like you paid for it. So this ain't no lease.
This ain't no lease, baby, or from the chop shop. My money still don't work even when the block's hot. This thing is so funny, I'm using old money. You try to stop my rain, I'm bringing major pain. If you a superhero, stop, I got guns to make you drop. I can make you get my prop, or make your family call the cops. Hey there, little baby girl, I got my own record label, girl. You for the ice, so major girl, you can see me on your cable, girl. Rocking with that ice, doing my own thing. No rims on the car, it's a grown thing. In fact, keep it thing is so funny. I'm human for money. You try to stop my brain, I'm bringing major pain. This ain't no lease, baby, or from the chop shop. My money still don't work, even when the block's hot. This thing is so funny. I'm using old money. You try to stop my brain, I'm bringing major pain. She know how to shake a thing, clapping her lid like a chicken wing. Chasing that paper is a major thing. She can make you make it paper rain. Dropping low to the flow, baby girl know if it's about that paper gon' go. She got body, she got back. Better be good, better know how to act. Straight up soldier girl, you gotta be down in the soldier world. But do what the fuck I told you, girl. You can live to be much older, girl. Chasing papers right, and it's alright. When I fight, but I don't lease, I let you know. Give me my keys, I'm straight out the door. This ain't no lease, baby, or from the chop shop. My money still don't work, even when the block's hot. This thing is so funny, I'm using old money. You try to stop my brain, I'm bringing major pain. This ain't no lease, baby, or from the chop shop. My money still don't work, even when the block's hot. This thing is so funny.
Alright, Keith?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I appreciate you coming on the show, man. Thank you so much, all right?
All right, thank you for that.
All right, man, you be good.
All right, thanks.
Shout out to Keith Holmes for coming on the show. Appreciate him. Make sure you guys be on TikTok, come out, check his song out. Check him out on his MySpace and Facebook. Appreciate you for listening to him, and you guys be blessed.
This ain't no lease, baby, or from the chop shop. My money still don't work, even when the block's hot. This thing is so funny, I'm using old money. You try to stop my brain,
yeah. You're my everything, you know? I saw you, thought to myself, don't I know you, girl?